Hey there, Story Pirates podcast listeners. Lee here. Today we bring you a story about one of the greatest art forms ever created. That's right, I'm talking about dancing. But not just any kind of dancing. I'm talking about dancing that is done by dinosaurs. And it's coming up right after these quick words for the grown-ups. Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Akron, Ohio, Plainfield, Indiana, Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter, Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
Ah, wow. This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
I've been told I've had an overactive imagination.
It makes me feel cozy.
Ding! Your pen and paper have arrived.
Don't worry about the bad stuff. Just think about positive vibes.
They write most of my stories for fun.
There's so much out there that we'll probably never know.
The Story Pirates.
There are few things more satisfying in a story than a good guy catching a bad guy red-handed. Because though the world may not always be fair, when we see fairness and justice in a story, it reminds us to keep fighting for what's right. Another thing that's really satisfying in a story? Dancing dinosaurs. And today's new story has both of those things. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, I'm Enoch. I'm 9 years old and I live in Missouri. This is my story of Zippy Dinosaur.
And that, my dinosaur students, is why you should never go into tar pits.
All right,
that's the bell. Lunchtime, everyone.
Teach?
Ah, Tippy Brontosaurus. Oh, that's right. I told you that you could use the classroom for your secret project during the lunch period.
Thanks again, Gerald.
Yes, that's me, Gerald, a cool teacher that students call by my first name. Have a good time working on your secret project, whatever it is. Unless it's dancing, of course, because as all us dinosaurs know, dancing is boring and will never be respected as an art form. Well, have fun. I'm off to lunch.
All right, Tippy. You've made a lot of progress on your secret dance. It's time to record it. Setting up the camera, pressing record. This is Tippy the Brontosaurus, and this is my Tippy dance, the Zippy Zap. 5, 6, 7, 8, Zippy Zap, tap, tap, nap, zap, tap.
Well, 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 if it isn't Tippy doing his secret dance, the Zippy Zap.
It's Steel the Dilophosaurus.
That's right, because I steal stuff.
And his crony, Timothy the Pteranodon.
Don't you know that dancing is lame?
What do you want, Steel? Did you come to steal something?
Not today. Today, we're just here to make fun of you.
Mission accomplished.
Dino high five. So long, Tippy. And remember, no one likes dancing, and no one likes you.
Huh, that was surprising. I thought for sure Steel was going to take something. He literally always does. Oh well, now that my secret is out, I have no choice but to find my courage and showcase my dancing to prove Steel wrong. I'll go to the most supportive atmosphere I can think of, the local library. Here I am at the library. Time to show these quiet dinosaurs that dancing is an art form. Greetings, library fans. Who's ready to see some incredible dancing?
Shush! This is the library, a place for quiet appreciation of the arts and sciences. If you want to be validated for your art by a live audience, sign up for the talent show.
Wow, yeah, that is a much more appropriate place to perform.
Good luck. But remember, no one likes dancing here in BC times.
Thanks. Walking over to the bulletin board, writing my name, Tippy, and done. Now I better go home and practice.
Hey, Timothy, look! Our old pal Tippy just signed up for the talent show.
Do you think Tippy is going to do that incredibly fun dance of his in the talent show? You know, the one we pretended was bad to make ourselves feel superior.
Yeah, and we can't let that happen.
What are you thinking, Steel?
I'm thinking we steal Tippy's dance routine and present it as our own.
Well, here I am at home. I've been practicing my routine for hours, and I'm feeling really good about my zaps and taps. I think I'm finally confident enough to show everyone what I've got tomorrow morning at the talent show. But first, it's time for bed. Time to listen to a podcast and finally catch some shmee-mee-mee-mee-mees. Putting on my headphones.
30 million years ago, igneous rocks were compressed with extreme pressure to form something new and exciting. More rocks.
This podcast always puts me right to...
All right, here we are in Tippy's house. Now, where is Tippy's camera so we can steal the video of that dance?
Here it is.
Excellent. It's my greatest steal yet.
Let's sneak out of here to practice before the talent show tomorrow.
Wait, first, let's turn off Tippy's alarm clock.
Sweet dreams, Tippy.
Okay, talent show audience, let's all give Gerald the cool teacher another big hand for his incredible broom balancing act.
Oh, thank you. Oops.
Good try, Gerald. Our next act in the talent show is Tippy. Oh, wait, that name has been crossed out. Looks like it's actually Steel and Timothy with a mystery act.
Greetings, fellow dinosaurs. Every generation, a true artist emerges. Prepare yourself to be moved. 5, 6, 7, 8. Zip and zap!
Oh my goodness, are they dancing?
But nobody likes dancing.
Tip and tap.
They're expressing such emotion through movement. Do we like this?
Yes, I think we do. They're opening my mind to what true art can be.
That zip a tap, yeah!
Thank you. That was an original dance we created called the Zippy Zap.
Wow, what an incredible performance. So many flips. You've single-handedly revolutionized the art form. Even though this is only the second act in the show, I have no choice but to award you this giant first place trophy.
Stop the show! I'm Tippy, and these two stole my routine and presented it as their own.
You can't prove anything.
Unfortunately, Steel is correct. Unless you have incontrovertible proof that you invented the Zippy Zap dance, I have no choice but to award this giant first place trophy to Steel and...
Maybe this will change your mind. Gerald, roll the tape.
I'm also running tech for the talent show. Oops. My brooms. Never mind. Pressing play now.
This is Tippy the Brontosaurus, and this is my Tippy dance, the Zippy Zap. 5, 6, 7, 8, Zippy Zap, tap, back to tap, now zap a tap.
That's absurd. We won fair and square. You can't prove anything. How do you know he didn't steal it from us?
Well, well, well. If it isn't Tippy doing his secret dance, the Zippy Zap.
Steele did steal it.
No, that video was doctored. It's not a real video.
I'm sorry, Steele. This tape proves everything. Gerald, please escort these two from the auditorium.
I mean, really, I just can't believe that you would steal, Steele.
It's literally my name.
Yes, you're right. I am a cool teacher.
Tippy, in honor of your wonderful dancing, we bestow upon you this beautiful first-place trophy.
Thanks, everyone.
Sorry, but the rest of us haven't done our acts yet. Can we please get a turn?
Oh. The end.
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi!
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Oh, want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing If because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that If also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, If is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, If celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See If in theaters May 17th. Now it's time for Story Pirates Roll Call.
Send us your story.
Send us your story.
We read them all.
We read them all.
You know we love them.
Now it's time for Story Pirates Roll Call.
First up, from Elliot and Martin in Oklahoma, we have a story called Penguin Quest. Now, have you ever been in a situation where you have to go somewhere, let's say a store, and it takes you a long time to get ready, and then a long time to travel there, and then when you finally arrive, you realize the place or the store that you wanted to go to is closed? Well, that's what happens in this story, but even worse, because Michael the Penguin, who needs to go to the store, lives in Antarctica, and the store is all the way in Australia, which is thousands and thousands of miles away. It's so far away that part of the journey, Michael the Penguin needs his friend the Bald Eagle to carry him. And that's just the beginning of the adventures that Michael the Penguin gets into. I hope that you will check out this entire story. Thanks, Elliot and Martin. Next up, from 4-year-old Billy in Washington, we have a story called, Oh No, Woolly Mammoths Don't Like Humans. And in Billy's story, we learn an important lesson. Yes, woolly mammoths are cute. Yes, it would be great if woolly mammoths would be our friends. But woolly mammoths don't like humans, and they will chase you. Luckily for us, they lived in the Ice Age, and they're not around anymore. But great story, Billy. And finally, from Silas, a 7-year-old in Florida, we have the story, Race to the Yummy Food. Now, if you want to make an exciting story, consider including a race in it. And if you have a race, then a very exciting way to describe it is like this. Mike goes past Jill, and then Sam goes past Jill and Mike. Oh, Silas is getting close to Jill, and he got past Jill, and now he's gotten past Mike. And now he's getting close to Sam, and he's gotten past Sam, and Silas is near the finish line. And I'm not going to tell you who wins the race because you're going to have to read the original story to find out. Thanks for sending it in, Silas. To read all of today's Roll Call stories, just head to storypirates.com/podcast.
That was Roll Call.
That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and a big thanks to Enoch, today's author. We'll be back next week with another brand new episode. Until then, stay creative and stay kind.
Bye!
The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Story Pirates Studios, executive produced by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Sam Baer, Minzwi Karami, Peter McNerney, Andrew Miller, Joanna Simmons, and Lee Overtree. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer at the Relic Room in New York City. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord and produced by Sam Baer, Bobby Lord, Jack Mitchell, and Brendan O'Grady. Roll call theme by Andrew Barbado. Musical scoring by Jack Mitchell. Zippy the Dinosaur was adapted by Ted White. This episode features performances by Sarah Morgan Ashy, Greg Barnett, Chris Ferry, Lindsay Ford, Dahlia Glick, P. Peter McNerney, and Alexandra Nader.
Da da da, a ba da ba da da do do da 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 da. Hey, oh, hey, hey, hey! You liking my dancing? Ha ha! Ha ha! Da do do da, da da da, a do do da. Woo! Wow! A do 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 do. What don't you like my talking when I'm dancing? Ha 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 ha! I can dance without making a sound. Hey! Oh, 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 what, you think my dancing would be better if I didn't make sounds? Ha, 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 ha. I can't help it. My mouth's connected to my feet. Ha, 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 ha. I actually really don't like all the sounds that I'm making. Ha, 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 ha. But I guess I gotta keep doing it until my dancing stops. Ha.